Welcome each one this morning. Greet you in Jesus' name. That was a good Sunday school. Could have kept talking on that a while. Samson and his life. Many parallels we can draw. I guess there's quite a few missing this morning. That's fine. We can, wherever two or three are gathered in Christ's name, God is with them, with us. I want to give Taylor time to do his testimony this morning. Thank you. It is wonderful to have our sins taken away. Let's pray for Taylor as he starts his new life in Christ. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you again for this beautiful day. Thank you for new life in you. Bless Taylor as he starts his new life with you. Just bless him with grace and peace, and just help us to lift each other up to you and to help each other out when we can. And we just thank you that you're here with us this morning. Bless those that are gone from us. Bless Ron's and Mark's and Dennis's and others that are missing or sick. Just keep them in your care. And just pray that we would, you would bless us as we look further into your word, in Jesus' name. My title this morning is Our Foundation, Jesus Christ. And I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 3:11. First Corinthians 3:11 says, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." And I'll read some more of them verses later, but I guess one of the things that made me think this way this morning is I was listening to Charlie Kirk's last interview with a person, and it was all about business. But they were talking about how this one man with his big business, they would start a brand of a restaurant or whatever. And then they talked about further on about how they think that name should be kept with that brand. That the whole thing should stay together. Some businesses thought that maybe the brand should be separate from the guy that started it. It made me think, we as Christians can never get away from the founder of us as Christians. We're not just a brand of people, but we have a founder, and we can't ever get away from that. We can never go on our own without Christ. Our foundation is Jesus Christ, and we need to stay connected to that, to Him. I just thought it was interesting how that, even in business, they thought it was good to stick to that, to the founder of that certain brand. Made me think of us as Christians. When you as builders plan to build a house or a shop, thinking of a foundation, or build anything bigger, a bigger structure, we all know it needs a foundation. You dig way down, maybe a couple feet below the frost. You pour a footer, you build up from there. You make sure it's level, you make sure it's square. You take time and do those things and make sure it's in the right spot. You make sure the foundation is strong. And strong comparable with the building you're building. We could think of different structures. You could think of a high-rise building in town or in the city. Or you could think of a wind turbine, how tall they are and how much of a foundation they need. You could think of a dam, like a Bazzano Dam or something big like that. I'm not sure about that. I didn't look this up for sure, but I understand that Bazzano Dam is sort of a floating structure. Don't quote me on that, but it's just from its sheer weight, it holds it there, and of course the engineering of it. But Usually we need a foundation. I read a little bit about the Calgary Tower, just something that we know about. The Calgary Tower is 626 feet tall, and it weighs approximately 10,884 metric tons. But listen to this, 60% of that weight is below the ground level. This tower opened to the public on June 30, 1968. And the structure is built to handle winds up to 161 kilometers an hour. And it was the first in Western Canada designed for earthquake resistance. I thought that was interesting. Just thinking of foundations and how they're built. And the main concrete column, this is Calgary Tower again, main concrete column was built using a continuous 24-day slip-forming pour, which began on May 15, 1968, sorry, 67. The tower is designed to sway 7.5 inches. It's designed to do that. So just thinking of foundations, thinking of us as Christians, thinking of Christ as our foundation. We need that foundation. It's not maybe we need it. We absolutely need it, or else we don't even have a building. Points to my sermon are Jesus, our foundation, other foundations men build on, 3, building our lives on Jesus, and 4, practical daily building, and then the blessings of building on Christ. Let's look at Jesus, our foundation, a little bit. 1 Peter 2. I think maybe I have the wrong reference here, but 1 Peter 2, verse 1, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered through Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience. Yeah, I have the wrong reference here for some reason. It's talking about, what I'm after is the one that's talking about a chief cornerstone. Okay, sorry. I'm just on the wrong chapter. Chapter 2, verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. That's every Christian here this morning. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Notice the different things it talks about there. In verse 6, it talks about the chief cornerstone being Christ. That center, that point from which all the building is built, that foundation. Verse 7 talks about the head of the corner. And I guess back in the day, I didn't find a lot on this, but back in the day, that they'd have a cornerstone, but they'd also have a sort of a capstone that would hold things together from on top. I thought that was interesting how that they had two different things. And Christ is called both of that to us as Christians. He's what we build our lives on, but he's also that stone on top that holds things together. And for unbelievers, Christ is a rock of offense, like in verse 8. It says Jesus can be he's a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at it, being disobedient. They don't want to believe, so Christ will be a stumbling block for them. So no matter what, whether we're a believer or not this morning, we have to deal with Christ. We either stumble at him or we believe in him, and he becomes our foundation for life. Verse 6 there talks about, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone. And that word Sion, in the ESV is called Zion, and it just kind of means a hill of Jerusalem, or figuratively the church. So when you think of a Christian as a person, or the church is made up of many Christians. So as we each have Christ as our cornerstone, as our capstone, then we become a church of Christ. We only have, that's the only foundation we can work from. 1 Corinthians 3. We read one verse there already, but I want to read more of them. First Corinthians 3, verse 9. Thinking of Jesus, our foundation. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, this is Paul speaking, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So there we're called the temple of God, and we see again the foundation of Christ. That is the foundation of Christ's church, of every Christian here this morning. There is no other foundation. Let's look at a little bit at other foundations men build on, or they tempted to build on. I was impressed by, I think it was Brother Linden had on his status. He had a quote. I'm not going to read it word for word, but the thought that there's a great movement in our day to look for power in a program, in a technique, in a philosophy, or a leader, in any other thing than the Word of God. God has given us his living, powerful word, and that is our absolute only foundation, Jesus Christ, the Word of God. There is no other foundation. We will not find answers somewhere else. We may find answers, but they will not be life-changing. We can think of in Matthew 3, verse 7, let's just thinking of foundations that men wish to build on, or wish think they're good enough, or other than Christ. Matthew 3, verse 7. It says, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, I believe. It says, but when he saw that many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Therefore every tree which bringeth forth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So this is John speaking here. He was out preaching about Christ coming. And he just said to the Sadducees, who warned you to flee from the wrath? And he says, don't think that you have anything over anyone else. He says, don't say we have Abraham to our father. Just because you were born an Israelite is not going to save you. Just because we were born a Mennonite or into a Christian family does not save us. We know that. We believe that. But let's not ever think that somehow we are good enough without Christ. We just aren't. Every Christian here this morning that has come to Christ knows that. Like, we've all tried that before. It didn't work to live our life, a good life without Christ. So let's not ever trust in our lineage or our ancestors to somehow ride through on that. I thought of reading about Nebuchadnezzar, but that's a little bit of a different strain. He was so proud. He had built his kingdom, and he was a little bit like Samson, I guess. He became proud. He became very, he did a lot of things. He had a lot of strength, a lot of wealth, but he became proud, and God cut him down for a while to show him who was in control, who was actually in control. So we can be like Samson, we can be like Nebuchadnezzar, and think we can somehow live without Christ, but it doesn't work. Let's look at building our lives on Jesus. Ephesians 2. Verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who are sometimes or far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, talking about the Jews and Gentiles, I believe. And then down verse 18, it says, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, and in whom ye also are builded together for habitation of God through the Spirit. So there it is again. Christ our foundation. So we are built, speaking of the church, I believe, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself, the chief cornerstone. There it is. Very foundational. He's the starter up. He's the founder of it and always will be. Without him, we are not even a church, not even a body of Christ without that foundation. Every Christian here this morning, every believer this morning is built on that foundation, every true believer. John 14, 6. It says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is that foundation. Let's think of that tower again. We'll talk about it a little later, but a big building in town, you go by, and what you see above the ground is impressive, But what is under the ground is actually more impressive because it's what is holding the whole thing up. And that's the way every Christian is this morning. As we have that foundation in Christ, we have something solid. Something that's not going to give. Our belief in Christ is like that. Paul talked about when he came to Christ, he talked about how he had lived such a good life, right? Up to that point, he had gone to the right school and done the right thing. But he said he counted that all but dung that he could win Christ. He realized Christ was bringing in a new dispensation, a new economy. And he realized that only as his hope was in Christ, as his belief was in Christ, could he build any further. No human philosophy, effort, or alternative system can replace this foundation. And I believe that it is that way through our life. Like maybe we start good, maybe we build that, have that foundation on Christ. But I think sometimes there's a temptation to somehow think that wasn't enough, or that is insufficient, or not good enough somehow. We can't get away from that. We just keep building on that same foundation. And I believe it's like each Christian here this morning is like that tower. What men can see is amazing. A changed life, absolutely amazing. Peace, you can see the peace in people's lives. But that underneath the ground is what makes a Christian in the open. Underneath that Christian is a foundation on Christ. There's nowhere else we can find peace. There's nowhere else we can find forgiveness. That's our foundation on Christ. Our belief and faith in Jesus. Acts 4:11. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So simple, so amazing, but so true. Like there's just no other way to find peace with God. But it is a wonderful way, and it is amazing. Our conversion, our repentance and faith in Jesus is our foundation. Through faith in Christ's death, resurrection, we have access to a righteousness we could never earn or work for on our own. Like I said before, Jesus is both that cornerstone and the capstone of the building, of our life. As the cornerstone, he provides stability and support when everything else is shaky. Let's look at our commitment a little bit, thinking of our foundation. Matthew 7. Matthew 7, verse 24. It says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So you think of the Calgary Tower again. How long do you think that thing would have stood if it was built on a little flat pad and they never took care to, maybe it was built on the sand like it's talking here. The first big wind that would have come along, it would have absolutely went over. And probably even before then, just from the shifting frost and all that. Compared to our life, Christ is our foundation, and our commitment to Christ is how we start building on that foundation. We can have a weak faith, but as long as our weak faith is in that strong foundation, our faith will grow. Think of our convictions. 2 Timothy 2. Verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Thinking of our convictions as building on our foundation, Christ Jesus. We have commitment, we have convictions. Let's keep building on that foundation. This tower they built, the way I understand it, they just kept sliding they had the foundation, and then they just kept sliding the forms up, pouring and sliding up. And it only took them 24 days. I like that thought as Christians. We're building on Christ, the foundation, and we just keep building. But it's always on that foundation. And always God's truth, the truth of God's word. We can't go wrong following Christ, building on him. It says, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's part of building. And the Lord knows who we are. He gives us the grace. He actually builds us up, I believe. But we allow him to. We follow him. We choose to follow him. Let's think about our thoughts as building on this foundation. It's all part of the structure, our commitment, our convictions, our thoughts. I didn't look that verse up, but there's a verse that talks about out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Or you could even add to that and say, out of the abundance of our heart, we live. We build. We keep building. What are we building? How are my thoughts? How are your thoughts? How do I meditate on God's word and actually build my life on that? Or are my thoughts somewhere else, building something else? Is there a weak spot in my building? I think our all these things could be strength in our building, our commitment, our convictions, our thoughts. They could all be good cement, you say, building that tower. Or if we go off to the side and do things, sinful things possibly, I believe that's a weak spot in our tower. Hebrews 4:13. It says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. So we can hold fast. It's very possible. The thoughts we think, the music we listen to, it can either be a strengthening, I believe, or a weakening. Let's build our tower strong by God's grace. Practical daily building a little bit. Jude 1, or just Jude, verse 20 and 21. It says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Building up our faith involves actively strengthening your spiritual life by praying in the Holy Ghost, like we read. Staying rooted in God's love and obeying the Word of God. It takes personal responsibility to grow in faith through studying Scripture, fellowship, and relying on God's grace, absolutely, for endurance. How are you and I building? In my marriage, in my home, in children, in my business life. How is my tower on Christ's foundation? How am I building on that? 1 Corinthians 3:13, we read already. It matters what we build with. Remember, it said how people could decide they're going to use precious stones or wood, hay, stubble. I don't know what all that means, but it does matter what we build with. We can't just say, okay, I got Christ in the down here, and absolutely, that's where we start. But Jesus has a definite plan, definite things for us to do as Christians. You could call it building material. He has definite building material that we need to build with. We can't just decide to, now that we're Christians, it doesn't matter so much what we build with. It absolutely matters. Every man's work will be manifest or apparent or known how we built. Am I building on the principles of God's Word? Am I building with principles of love? John 13:35, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Very basic building material, but very absolutely essential. Every day, we need to love one another. Am I building with forgiveness? Matthew 6:14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Isn't that amazingly simple? But I think of it so many times. I maybe don't want to forgive, or I'm you know, disgusted about something or whatever. And then I think, you know what? If I forgive, God will forgive me, because I definitely have things that God needs to forgive me about. And God says right there, if you forgive men their trespasses, Father will forgive us. Am I building with honesty? Romans 12:17, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Let's be honest. Could Jesus say of my life, like he said to Nathanael, an Israelite in whom is no guile or no deceit, no dishonesty? Could he say that about each one of us? 1 Samuel 16:7 talks about how the Lord, I believe Samuel was looking to anoint a king, and all the sons passed before him, all Jesse's sons, I believe, and it kept saying, nope, that's not the right one. And then the verse is in there, it says, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. God's looking for honesty this morning. He's looking for a Christian built on his foundation and building. Am I building in purity? Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And in closing, a few blessings of building on a true foundation. Romans 10. Romans 10, verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. We won't be ashamed of our life as we live for Christ. Christ will make sure of that. He will give us grace. He will give us strength. In 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. This is talking about the rich, but I believe we'd all maybe fit in that category. Plus, these verses apply to all, I believe. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. There that word is again, foundation. I don't know what all that verse means, but to me it means we can build on the foundation of Christ. We can keep building, and it will be rewarded. God will make sure of that. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that we may lay hold on eternal life. That's what we all want, and that's what we all will get as we keep building on Christ. Let's have a song, and then I'll ask Brother Dan to close with a prayer.